Question from Atul Krishna. Why do bad things happen with good people or innocent people? An often asked question. The problem of evil. If God is good, then why do bad things happen to good people? Well, the answer is that no one's good in this material world. The so-called good person who is suffering because of sinful reactions to sinful activities performed in previous lives. And it may be that someone who is bad is getting good luck, lots of money, but that means that they did some pious activities in previous lives. Now they've got the opportunity, they're taking advantage and exploiting others. Which, that cycle goes on. The good people, they're good, then as a result of their pious activities, they get the opportunity to enjoy this world, and they exploit others, and then they get sinful reactions, and it goes on like this. There's an article about this called Why Do Bad Things Happen to Good People? By Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. It was featured in Back to Godhead magazine many years ago. That is accessible from the Bhaktivedanta Veda base. If you don't have access to that, you can ask someone. It examines this in detail. But in the modern age especially, I mean, someone might be polite and well-behaved, but people are eating meat and watching TV, which is all sinful. Who is good? What is the meaning of good? We think someone is good because they stroke their pet dog. They look after their pet dog very nicely. Good means to surrender to Krishna.